Cole and Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. Baseball season. It'll be here before we know it. Looking at the whiteboard here in the Circus Sports studio, 15 days until Chicago Cubs baseball is back here on the Fan. Season opener for the Cubs at the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers coming up on Thursday, March 28th. Waterloo Bucks baseball won't be too far behind that. And general manager Dan Corbin joins us now. Dan, how are you doing today? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing good. We're 75 days away from our opening day, so we're rolling.
Baseball fans would never count down to opening day, would they, Dan?
No, not at all.
Well, a big reason to have you on here today is to promote you guys' need for host families, and it's a really cool thing. You know, it's not something that everybody's going to be able to do, but I think there are plenty of people in the audience that listen to the Fan, listen to this show. They're in a spot, especially, you know, given the fact that obviously they're listening, they're sports fans, and it may well just be something that they've never really even thought about. You know, the Waterloo Bucks, they play baseball, but wait a minute, how does it all happen? So I think the best place to start is just tell us about host families and what they do, what they provide for Waterloo Bucks baseball, and really making it possible every summer.
You bet. And so some background. The Bucks are members of the Northwoods League, and all the teams in the league consist of collegiate players. We're a summer collegiate league. And so these are college kids who are looking to make it to the next level. And after their college season's over, they come and play with us. And so this is an unfamiliar place for many of them. We recruit nationally. And so they need some guidance. All these kids have lived on their own for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. So they don't necessarily need parenting, but they need some guidance in a unfamiliar town. And the host family program, individuals or families that are able to open their home to 1, 2, even more players, and provide each player with a bed and kind of become their guide, so to speak, during the summer. It's really easy. Every host family that has gone through the program tells me it's a lot easier than I thought, and there weren't any difficulties. But we offer benefits to the host families, including invitations to exclusive events, preseason, in season, off season, complimentary season tickets for all members of the host family, free tickets to all the Bucks road games, 10% discount at our Suey shop, T-shirts for all the host family members. We have a late season host family night where they're honored on the field. We get you get multiple gifts during the off season. Great opportunity for host family children to be Bucks bat boys and girls at the home games. And ultimately, we think the player will be a positive role model for your family if you have kids. Perfectly fine to be a host family if you're an empty nester too. And the cool thing about it is you might be getting to know a future major leaguer. We have had 23 former players make it to the big leagues, and so it is cool to see the relationships. The long-term friendships that are built from this, both families that have done it for years are still in touch with many of their former players, and it's cool to see those relationships build. Where I know we got a couple of host families down in Florida right now at spring training, watching their former players, get ready for the season. So a lot of benefits. It's something people don't think about, but obviously we need places for our players to live.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the minor league internship experience we offer our players.
I think the follow-up, Dan, if I'm playing the role of someone who's heard what you had to say and is interested now, would be, okay, a roof over the head, a bed. What else, really does the host family need to tangibly provide beyond, the roof and the bed?
Yeah, so we ask our host families to ask when the players show up, set their house rules. We'll have guidelines, too, but set your house rules. Then ask your players what they like to eat. And throw some of that in your refrigerator and cupboard. These kids are playing 72 games over 76 days. Half of them are on the road. And the Bucks provide post-game meals after every game. So it's not like you're they're going to eat you out of house and home. You know, they'll get up. You know, the game gets over late. They'll get home. You know, they've had their meal. They'll get up. They're college kids. So what are they getting up? 9, 10 o'clock. You're going to grab a bowl of Cap'n Crunch and then head over to the Sportsplex to do their workout. Head back, might grab something light at home. You know, called a ham sandwich or something, and then head out to the ballpark at for their 3 o'clock pre-work and BP. And you know, that's pretty it. Pretty much it. I'm playing so many games over so many days. They're constantly on the go, so it's not like you have to sit there, feed them, you know, 3 meals a day, and it's a cool relationship.
Yeah, the Northwoods League keeps them pretty busy with that schedule in the summer. Yeah. And, you know, I want to say I had noticed perhaps you're already starting to put the roster together?
Yeah, that's right. So we're getting contracts in. I think we've already announced 5, 6, 7 guys that we have signed. This year, it looks like once all the contracts finally show up, we'll have about 12 returners from last year's team. That I think we are the second best overall record in the Great Plains East once it was all said and done. So and field manager Daryl Handelsman's back for his second year. He's got a Bucks leading winningest manager. I think 197 wins. He has just right under 800 wins overall as a summer collegiate manager, and wow. He ranks second in the Northwoods League with he's somewhere around like 450 wins in the Northwoods, second most ever.
And when it comes to building a roster and the ever-changing dynamics of college athletics, you know, whatever the sport may be, but specific to baseball, of course, in this case, Dan, just, you know, what's that like for you? I'm sure it's changed over your years there. Like, what's the most recent obstacles when it comes to trying to build a competitive Waterloo Bucks team?
Yeah, so we'll start our roster process in July for the next season while the preseason's going on. And that basically, you know, we reach out to the coaches that have treated us well, and you know, we'll get phone calls from coaches we've never heard of. But you know, it's they're trying to place their players, and we try and figure out, all right, who's going to return, who is going to get drafted, you know, who's a top prospect going to get drafted, you know, do we want too many draftee guys on there? Do we want too many guys that are at, you know, LSU? You know, the big schools that we know are going to be in Omaha.
Yeah.
And you try and craft it together. Over the last few years, the pitching has been crazy where the coaches don't want to send their top pitchers out because they don't want them hurt for fall ball. And then we've also had players just, you know, have their coach call them back during the middle of the season and say, hey, you've got your 35 innings in, you know, time to come back to campus. You know, obviously with the coaches that you know, you kind of have that rapport and hey, just have open communication. Let me know mm-hmm. when you expect them back. We don't want any surprises, but we've been surprised more often than not more recently than pitchers getting pulled back to campus. And the other thing too is a lot of you know, pitchers, their families, their advisors don't want to pitch during the summer. They want to do the driveline training and just work on velocity.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get better at pitching by not facing top talent. But I am not in their shoes. I'm in my shoes.
Right. Yeah, that is interesting. And you see a lot of that driveline stuff on social media anymore. Finally, Dan, for folks that are tuned in right now and have baseball on the mind, what might you want them to know about tickets?
Yeah, tickets, they'll go on sale to the public on, I think, May 16th is the date we've set. Ticket office will open. But in the meantime, we have season tickets, coupon books, and group outings available for anyone to purchase. So feel free to reach out to us. WaterlooBucks@waterloobucks.com is our general email.
Dan, appreciate you coming on the show, and best of luck as you guys work to secure your requisite amount of host families. And if there's anything else we can do, you know how to get in touch with us, okay?
Awesome, Cole. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Dan. Take care. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Waterloo Bucks General Manager Dan Corbin, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And give the Bucks a follow on X @WaterlooBucks.